Well, welcome to our Foundations of Covenant podcast, where every day we share verse-by-verse commentaries from the Word of God from a covenant point of view. We're really grateful that you're here with us today. Let's pray. Father, today we just thank you and praise you for all that you've given us today. It's a covenant day. And because of covenant, covenant took authority over every area that opposes our place of life in you. And because of that, we are in times of refreshing that we can walk in your goodness and the joy of being an overcomer in every area of life. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. And they all said, amen. I just love that. Covenant takes authority over our day for us and causes us to be an overcomer. Amen. Well, today we're going to continue in our study from the book of Psalm chapter 1, and today we're in verse 2. Let's put our finger there. Read together. I'm using the King James Version Bible. Are you there? I know you are. So tell me where you're listening in the comments section below, and I could say hi to you next time around. Psalms 1 verse 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. Well, touch somebody and say, this is going to be good today. I love sharing what I do with you today. Well, what is the law of the Lord? Some say it's the Ten Commandments. Others say it's to obey his statutes and his testimonies. But when it gets right down to the end of the day, what is the law of the Lord? Well, this word law means Torah, which is the first five books of the Bible. Now hold on to your seat there, because this word Torah represents something that's pretty amazing. It's a code of law, it's a special law, it's a custom of the life of discipleship. You say, oh, okay, that sounds good, but it's the law of burnt offerings. Now, if you know me, you know this is right up my alley and yours, because you love the study of covenant. The law of burnt offerings, the first five books of the Bible, talks about what Jesus became on the cross. Now, this is what it points to, and this is why it's so good. Blessed is the man who delights in what Jesus became on the cross. Now, when we say that, this word Torah also means to throw rain, to sprinkle water. Have you ever heard of the saying, the latter house is greater than the former? And so often we interpret that as Acts chapter 2, the outpouring of dreams and visions and prophecy. But do you know the latter house is actually the sprinkling of water, or that water represents a symbol of covenant. It's a foretelling, it's a shooting forth, it's a breaking out, but it's not in fullness. where the latter house, that element of covenant, will be poured out in fullness, the times of refreshing, that water of life that Jesus became the fountainhead of. Remember, in 1 John 5, those elements of covenant that are found in the body of Jesus' blood, water, spirit. And spirit represents the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So when we think about his delight is in the law of the Lord, it's in the delight of the recognition, the purposeful visualization that you are already one in the sacrifices of Jesus. That's good. I love that. All day long, we purposefully meditate day and night in the delight of what Jesus became on the cross. See the picture there? He became the turtle dove. Remember the book of Matthew, John saw the heavens open and a dove came, like a dove came and sat or lightened upon the head of Jesus. That's the turtle dove offering, our covenant on earth as it is in heaven. And as it did, that supernatural event, the Father said in an audible voice, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And John not only saw the dove, but he also said, "Behold the Lamb." Jesus became our Lamb offering, meek and lowly in heart, the Word made flesh, but at the same time, by his stripes, we were healed. Isn't that good? And then Jesus became on the cross the law. Blessed is the man who delights in the law of the Lord, the sprinkling, the breaking forth in our inward parts of our being, the life of covenant inwardly, so that the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit can dwell and cover us in who they are outwardly, and we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Yes, blessed is the man who delights in the law of the Lord. Jesus became our dove offering. Jesus became our lamb offering. Jesus became our trespass or the scapegoat offering, where he became our substitute, our sin offering, and all that was written against us was taken as far as the east is to the west. And remember no more, than Jesus became our bull offering. He gave us strength in the spirit of might, inwardly in the power of his resurrection. Blessed is the man. Remember that word, blessed, is a covenant term. It's a key to understand this chapter, who delights in the law of the burnt offering and is sprinkled and is washed inwardly and outwardly. Why is this so amazing? Because if you remember, Jesus became the law of the burnt offering on the cross, so that the Father, who was in him in fullness, and the Spirit in him in fullness, the Father by his hand brought you through each sacrifice that Jesus became to cause you to be joined in Him, in the Father, as His redeemed inheritance and positioned in Him, which is called rest, which is called righteousness. See, you rest in the fullness of who God is in Him, and you are hidden behind the veil or the covenant body of Jesus. You just delight while the covenant body of Jesus becomes our shield, our buckler, our high tower, our hiding place, our anchor in the storm. Isn't that good? It's the direction. It's the instruction. It is literally a place that as you walk in this law or the Torah or what Jesus became on the cross, notice it says His law. And as you meditate upon this, as you talk about it, as you use your imagination, as you speak it, as you talk about it, as you hunger and thirst for more inward delight, inward washing, inward infilling, it's there that as you do that, then you become changed. And the law of the Lord literally causes you to be created in the image and likeness of who He is, so that He would be revealed in your life. You say, where? On the outside. And as He's revealed on the outside, as He becomes your path, as the law of the Lord becomes your path, as it becomes the way that you walk in, as it becomes the direction that you walk in, it's there that the Father gives your words, listen, authority in what you speak. Because what you speak is through Christ in you and Christ outside of you, and is there that the Father delights in His Son and causes His testimony, the law of the burnt offerings of the Lord, to be a place of authority. The Father delights in the Son, and the words you speak are full of authority. Isn't that good? So as we look at, I know it is so good, as we look at this, it is a constant meditation. Not so much on the law of Moses, but His law, the law of the Lord. And it shows that that's the place that we meditate. Remember Joshua 1:8, this book of the law will not depart out of my mouth, but I'll meditate on it day and night. And it's there that it will make my way prosperous. See, that's covenant. It's there that covenant will make my way success. What is covenant? It's how we are joined together through the law of burnt offering, what Jesus became on the cross by the Father and hidden inside the Father, inside the Son, inside the Holy Spirit, and they are tabernacled with us. Hallelujah. That is just so good. Well, can you believe we're out of time already? Come on now. Let's steal away in the secret place. I'll see you next time. And by the way, you're welcome to visit yesterday's time together as well. Steal away in the secret place. I'm Sister Laura. Amen.